Shalom, everybody. I'd like to share a quick idea as Pesach approaches. We begin Magid with the words from Devarim Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Avadim Hayinu Lefarob Mitzrayim. And we can ask the following question on the Torah and on the Haggadah. Why does the Torah use the expression Avadim Hayinu Lefarob Mitzrayim? Why doesn't the Torah say Avdei Faro Hayu Avoseinu? We find the expression Avdei Faro in the Chumash in many places. So why in the Haggadah do we say Avadim Hayinu and not Avdei Faro Hayu Avoseinu? This question is asked by Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the great Rosh Yeshiva from YU. He died in 1993. It's found in the Sefer Noraot HaRav in the 8th volume, beginning on page 72. Rabbi Soloveitchik says the following. What is the difference between Avadim Lefaro and Avdei Faro? Rabbi Soloveitchik says that if the Torah had called the Jews Avdei Paro, then that would mean that the slavery in Egypt became part of the Jewish personality. Avdus, a slave personality, would have been characteristic of their existential awareness. Rabbi Soloveitchik gives the following analogy. If I were asked to describe someone, if someone said to me, who is he? I can answer in two ways. One way I can answer is by saying, let's say, he's blonde, or he's tall, or he dresses nicely. But all of those answers merely describe the person's circumstances. They don't define who this person is. These answers don't define his essence. If, on the other hand, if I answer, he is an individual endowed with freedom and intellect, then I have described his essence. I've defined him. And that, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, is why the Torah and the Haggadah say, Avadim hayinu lefarav Mitzrayim, and not Avdei Faro hayu avoseinu. The Jewish people were not Avdei Faro. They were indeed Avadim. Avadim Hayinu Lefar Mitzrayim. We were indeed slaves. But that just described our socioeconomic condition. As far as our station in life was concerned, we were indeed slaves to Paro. Avadim Hayinu. But the slavery was external. It didn't corrupt our inner personality. Inwardly, we were questing for freedom. We were waiting for the day when freedom would be granted to us. Inwardly, we remained Jews, descendants of Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Sarah and Rivka and Rachel and Leah. The psukim in the Chumash in Tanakh, where the words Avdei Faro are used, and everywhere in Tanakh, where we hear the words Avdei Faro, those psukim all refer to non-Jewish slaves. But the Jews, we were Avadim LeFaro. We were never Avdei Faro. In fact, when are we called Avdei blank? Only with regard to Hashem. Take a look, for example, in what we say in the very beginning of Hallel, in Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Avdei Hashem, we are definitely Avdei Hashem. That most certainly does define our essence. We are Avdei Hashem. We're not just Avadim Lashem, where that just defines where we are geographically or socioeconomically. No, our very essence is that we are Avdei Hashem. We are always Avdei Hashem. We may sometimes be Avadim LeFaro, but we are never Avdei Faro. Rabbi Soloveitchik adds one more level to this beautiful idea. He says that this idea of a Jew's external circumstances not impacting our internal essence, that idea was taught to Moshe way back when Moshe first witnessed the miracle at the Sneh, the burning bush. Moshe saw a worthless, lowly thorn bush. And at its center, there was a fire. And it's at this bush, this Sneh, the Sneh symbolized the Jew in Egypt. Hashem showed Moshe that the Jews were not Avdei Faro. Their essence, their awareness, their inner questing, their aspirations were not those of Avadim. Yes, Avadim Hayinu Lefaro Mitzrayim, but we were not Avdei Faro. In the deep recesses of the Jew's personality, in the hidden center of every Jew, in the core of his or her personality, there is a burning fire. We as Jews have been, Rachmana Litzlan, we have been through a lot in the last 3,300 years since Yetzias Mitzrayim, since Moshe saw the burning bush. But the Jewish spirit, the very essence of the Jewish people, can never be extinguished. Have an amazing day, everyone.